we want to live in a world where the richest 1% owns 50% of the wealth?
Today, 1.5 million people are without access to electricity. In 6 of the 10 poorest countries in the world, the main causes of death are the diseases that can easily be prevented by adequate treatments such as malaria, cholera, lower respiratory tract, and prenatal infections.
500,000 children go blind each year from a deficiency of vitamin A. As of 2015, one out of every 7 people survived on $1.25. This poverty is indeed one of the most important problems in the world.
Actually, the reason underlying the problem of poverty is not the limited resources in the world, but the uneven distribution of wealth among people.
The most extensive report on the income inequality in the world was published in 2014 by Oxfam, an organization which seeks to eliminate inequality. The Oxfam report indicates that the wealth in the world amounts to $250 trillion. It was the richest 1% of the world population that has accumulated the half of this amount, namely $125 trillion. The other half was distributed among the other 99%. Another striking finding was that the top 62 richest people in the world owned as much wealth as the poorest 3.5 billion combined in 2015.
The rise of capitalism in the last 25 years caused the emergence of mega-rich people. The philosophy that the winner takes all and the economic policies adopted enriched the rich further. The main reason behind such increase in the world inequality is the determination of economic policies by mega-rich people.
Only those inside the system, or those who benefit from the system, could really understand the structure of the financial markets due to their complex nature. An average citizen with no control over the system is the one who always loses in such an economy.
A system which looks after the interests of the rich has been built by globalized economies. The countries under a harsh competitive environment are obligated to reduce the taxes, which brings about a reduction in the transfer of funds to social and environmental projects. Labor rights are being overlooked due to the extreme competitive pressure. Lower income groups are forced to settle with less education, health, and security services, causing the next generations to grow poorer.
The people oppressed under the brutal face of capitalism look for the remedy on the streets.
The figures given are more than just statistics. In truth, those statistics represent an African child starving to death, a Vietnamese woman struggling with diseases due to malnourishment, or a worker in China having to survive on a handful of rice. This world serves as a common home for 7 billion people. Nobody has the right to say, as long as I am able to live my life as I wish, the rest is no concern of mine. It is the people who prefer their everyday interest to the good of humanity that casts a shadow over the world. The conscious people in the world are required to ally with each other in order to extinguish this flame of egoism.